Suddenly, old Wyvern moved and pulled himself free from the side of the ship.
"A dead man's chest," he cried.
His arms reached for the cloth. Will jumped back, afraid.
"This is what happens to Davy Jones's men," he said to himself. "Soon my father will become part of the Dutchman, too. Just one more unhappy soul."
But Wyvern's next words made Will more hopeful.
"Open the chest with the key and cut through the heart with your sword," old Wyvern cried.
Then he changed his mind.
"Don't destroy the heart. The Dutchman must have a living heart, or there is no captain. And if there is no captain, no one will hold the key."
"The captain has the key?" Will asked.
"Hidden," Wyvern said.
He disappeared again into the side of the ship. But Will had his answer. Jones had the key. On the Black Pearl, Jack Sparrow found Elizabeth filling in names on Lord Beckett's letters. These letters would free Jack from the English. Jack immediately took them from her.
"These letters belong to me, don't they?"
He looked at the signature on the papers.
"Lord Cutler Beckett. Is he the man who wants my compass?"
"Not the compass, a chest," Elizabeth said.
Gibbs heard her words and looked up.
"A chest? Not Davy Jones's chest. If Beckett has the chest, the oceans will be his."
So that's why Beckett wants it, Elizabeth thought.
Jack looked carefully at the letters.
"Beckett will free me and I can work for the English," he laughed. "I can't think of anything worse."
He shook his head and put the letters in his jacket pocket.
"Jack," Elizabeth said, "give the letters back to me."
Jack looked at her.
"Take them from me,"
he said, smiling. Elizabeth turned away from the pirate. Norrington was standing near them, listening. As Elizabeth passed, he stopped her.
"Ask yourself a question," he said. "Who sent Will onto the Flying Dutchman?"